You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News. Hi, my name is Lisa Berg, and I'm a visual artist. I recently caught two exhibits shown in conjunction at the University of Minnesota Morris. To Be Human by Andrew Stansbury and Queer Craft, organized and curated by Andrew, challenge and pull apart the ideas of identity, beauty, taste, and humor in our heteronormative society. Andrew's self-portraits showcase his powerful and unique multilingual use of ceramics, photography, and performance. Clay objects function as armor, jewelry, ornament, or even barnacle, and are foregrounded by brightly colored glazes that contrast against his body, which is unapologetically placed in a position of both power and vulnerability. In Andrew's role of curator, he masterfully brings together 30 artists who examine the politics of identity through the use of craft. From art videos to porcelain objects, I was drawn to the everyday materiality, outstanding craftsmanship, and playful theatrical nature of so many of the artworks. To Be Human and Queer Craft are on view in the Morrison Gallery at the University of Minnesota Morris through February 28th. With live performances by Andrew Stansbury every Thursday at 7:30 p.m.
Hi, my name is Bruce Bach, and I'm a music lover from Renshaw, Minnesota.
If only you knew.
I'm looking forward to seeing Sarah Greer at Cooking at the O in Carlton. Sarah Greer is from the Twin Cities area, and she describes herself as an improvisational jazz vocalist. Cooking at the O is one weekend a month where the Oldenburg House, a historic home in Carlton, opens the doors to great music, food, and drink. This will be our third time going to Cooking at the O in the last year and a half that they've offered music there, and it's just an incredible experience. First of all, Glenn and Emily Swanson are the hosts, and they do a wonderful job of welcoming you there. Glenn also serves as the house drummer, and between the two of them, it's a very welcoming, really nice environment, kind of like having jazz music in your living room if it was a beautiful, old, elegant home.
After all the stops and starts.
The tickets include not only the live music, but a meal. You start out with some hors d'oeuvres, a set of jazz, a little break, some more food, followed by some more great jazz music, and they usually finish up with a dessert of some sort, and it makes for a great evening. Sarah Greer will be performing at Cooking at the O this Friday and Saturday nights at 6:30 in Carlton.
How bright you make my days. How wonderful my life.
My name is Sarah Larson, and I am a member of the Nightingale Trio. On Monday, Mizna is releasing their newest edition of their literary journal. Mizna is an arts organization promoting Arab American culture and art forms, and they release a literary journal as well as hosting arts events about music, poetry, and other creative expression. Mizna is releasing the 37th edition of their journal, and it is the Palestine issue. This edition is going to celebrate the work of Palestinian artists worldwide and their resilience and creativity in making art that envisions a possible future in the world. I can't imagine a better way of learning to understand the perspective of this community and of the Palestinian people than by going to attend this event and reading and hearing the poetry that's been created to try to tell the story of this nation. Mizna celebrates the release of the Palestine issue on Monday at 7 p.m. at the Open Book in Minneapolis.